Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we had some big news today for our city, Jason. I mean, you know, we had Bluff City Law can't come to Memphis and help with the tax revenue there, right?
Finally got a Top Golf coming or something?
No, we don't have a Top Golf coming. I'm giving up, kind of. We had game day.
Don't give up. I saw Brad tweet. They're getting something. Memphis going to get something at some point. Weren't you tweeting about that not too long ago?
The owner.
The CEO
moved back to Memphis from New York City, the former CEO of
Top
Golf.
And
started the company.
Yeah.
And then he also had another golf company that he started out of. He went to the University of Memphis.
Kid May.
He was at the game where they held back John Moran. He was ticked off about that. That was what the experience was.
That's right. Yeah. That's why that
I'm
came
very,
up.
I'm
that's
very familiar with Ken May, but I will tell you this.
May ain't interested in putting one here?
Well, he doesn't run the company anymore.
Well, then he could put in a good word for us.
He ran the company when Memphis wanted it. Yep. You know, he could have just put one here and he didn't. So I don't know
if that's a good idea, John, as far as investments. I mean, I'm just keeping it real here.
Top Golf?
It's not a good investment. The amount of money it costs to build one of those things, you got to really put the work in, and you got to have butts going through there constantly to satisfy that bill.
Listen, the one in Vegas is unbelievable.
Well, that's
but
good.
It's Vegas, and so I understand that it's a different bird. So anyway, we're not getting a Top Golf, but we did get game day, and we did get an NBC series about our city. And now, Jason,
where the ratings were going up for a minute.
The ratings are going up. There's probably going to be a season two on Hulu or something.
I'm going to let you get to it. What is it? What's coming?
This is going to be huge.
What is it?
I think.
Tennessee and Memphis.
People are telling me this is going to be huge. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm just going to go on their word.
What is it, John?
The Iron Man race. Is bringing its signature, this is according to the Commercial Appeal, its signature half triathlon to Memphis in 2020. They announced this today. So basically, let me give you the rundown of what the bit is, Jason.
That's great.
Get you ready to train for it.
Yeah.
It's going to happen at Shelby Farms. That's a great location, right?
Absolutely it is.
1.2-mile swim. That's a long swim. A 13.1-mile run.
I dived. You had me at swim.
And to top it all off, a 56-mile bike ride.
56?
That begins and ends in Shelby Farms.
Why is that fun?
And you have to do – I'll tell you this. I'm not swimming 1.2 miles unless I've, been on a shipwreck. You know, that's like I'm trying to get to land. I'm not going to swim 1.2 miles for fun. That just seems like too much.
Maybe fit isn't fun, John.
Maybe fit
is hard work.
You're
not qualified for it.
I'm also never going to jump out of an airplane unless it's going down, and it's my only way of survival. I am not voluntarily jumping out of an airplane.
Again, you're getting off the subject a little bit here, but I understand y'all not want to jump out of an airplane.
I'm not going to swim.
It's not the same philosophy. This has true benefits of being fit.
1.2-mile swims, yes.
Every time I think about this, I think about the great Jeff Brightwell, who should be the face of this. Did he bring it here?
I don't know if he brought it
here. The announcer, Jeff Brightwell?
Yes. Did you not know he's a CrossFit Ironman
king? I had no idea he was such a stud.
No, he is in terms of Memphis media, I would venture to say he may be the most in shape of us all. You put him right up there with Doc Holliday.
Oh, you haven't
and
seen
And I'm not sure he can roll. If Doc can do this 56-mile.
Have you seen Greg Gaston lately? Boy, I've been powerlifting.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no weights involved.
There seems to be focus on one muscle with that gentleman. I'm talking about Brightwell, who again hits the entire body. You understand what I'm saying?
When I think
CrossFit, I think Jeff Brightwell, and I think he must have had some kind of hand in bringing this here. He may win.
I'll tell you this.
I'm getting information now.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah. So they're saying there's also a half. And that's where people really come to town, because my friend Josh, he does these. They do a half version of it, and that's where the people come.
It's a half triathlon. Yeah. That's what they're bringing.
The full distance gets 2,000 participants.
So a lot of white people coming to the city, you're telling me.
It's a three-year deal, yeah.
Okay.
Wow, 3 years?
Yeah, according to the Commercial Appeal.
Terrific.
And the first race is going to take place on October 3rd next year.
You're doing F45. You could pull this.
There's no way I could do a 56-mile bike ride. I'm not like this is a this requires a different level of training. Like, this requires, like, you have to be training specifically for this race, I feel like. I don't think you can just be running around outside, or even if you work out regularly at a place like F45, like, I feel like this requires a different level of, you know, 56-mile bike ride, 13.1-mile run, and a 1.2-mile swim. Like, that's, you ain't just waking up on a Saturday morning and knocking that out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that... But apparently, this is a big deal. I do have some.
It's a big deal because it's going to bring a lot
of people.
People
are into this. People are talking about it.
Yeah. So, anyway, this is coming to Memphis.
Do they have a kegger outside of it while, like, party while they're doing it and running?
I don't
and
know.
Stuff?
I guess. I'm always in favor of things coming to Memphis. I'm always in favor, whether that's an NBC series, whether that's, you know, Top Golf, whether that's.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, whatever.
I could see swimming in a ocean or something, but. Who wants to get in a pond at Shelby Farms and swim?
It's clean, 1.2? Jason.
What, the pond is clean?
Oh, they got, like, carp in there to clean that thing.
You tell me there's no leeches in the pond?
No, they scrubbed it.
Like, I love Shelby Farms. I love what it's brought to our city. New wide-open space. You can go out there and have a nice picnic.
That's right.
But I can't see swimming a 1.2 miles in a little pond out there. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, if you recall, wasn't there, like, there's a controversy about the water at Shelby Farms because a couple of dogs died.
I heard about that.
Right, but Brad is ready to get in it right now and swim and just blow the water out of his mouth.
Farm boy, out of his air hole.
He's not concerned about the water levels, the toxicity level in the water out of Shelby Farms like I am.
City boys, listen to me. If you grow up on a farm like I did, you're used to swimming in farm ponds all the time. That's exactly what you got out there at Shelby Farms. It's a farm pond.
Know what you come out of there with? Leeches.
No,
leeches,
right. No, exactly. They scrub it. It's cool. It's cool.
Lyme disease.
Again, I thank Jeff Brightwell for getting this to Memphis and bringing this event here. I know it's going to be important to a great many people.
3,000.
A great many entrants. I will not be there.
I got more. Scobie tells me that it only takes 3 hours to do the bike ride. That bike ride isn't that bad.
Only takes three hours.
That ending run is where you get caught.
Yeah, but this is after. So what's the order?
It goes swim, bike, run, I believe.
Okay. The story makes it seem like it goes swim, run, bike.
So I think a great many people could understand
information.
Why I wouldn't be interested. But there's no reason why a young, strapping man like yourself who works out at F45, right, in great best shape of his life, shouldn't be in this thing for the show.
Oh, there's no way I'm doing this.
You should absolutely enter this thing for the show.
There's absolutely no chance.
And for us to see how far you can go. But are you really down for it like that? Are you down for the show and to do whatever like that?
Absolutely.
It doesn't feel like it.
No chance. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is no chance I would do this.
You're supposed to be the one in shape.
Here's the order.
This is not just in shape. This is like peak physical condition.
2.4-mile swim first. 112-mile bike ride. And then the 26.22-mile run.
Yeah, that's the marathon. It's half of that.
Okay, so you slice that in half.
Yeah, so everything you just said, except half.
Yeah, well, that's why we said 1.2-mile swim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's – but dude, can you imagine with a full one?
That's
can you imagine doing a 112? That's 6 hours, you're telling me. 6 hours. It's like biking a friggin' Osceola, Arkansas. It's like, what the hell? What is wrong with you? You know? I mean, these people, like, it must truly be an addiction. There are worse addictions out there. I admire anybody who can complete I admire anybody that can complete half of a triathlon.
Yeah, you get addicted to being in shape, you know, and screaming when you finish these things and get them completed. I totally respect the people that do it.
No doubt.
The full is 140 miles. Josh says he did it 7 years ago, and he pulled it off. He's in his mid-30s.
That's it's very impressive.
Did he get a certificate?
Oh, yeah. I think you get a finish certificate. But that's just
I'm
a participation trophy.
Yeah, I'm going to need something.
It's swim, bike, run, according to TJ from Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah, it's swim, bike, run. That's
my type of swimming.
Yikes.
It's not conducive.
Yeah,
to
I would
winning.
Rather it be swim, run, bike.
I kind of like that order though, because you could drown if you did the swim last.
Well, goes first, no doubt.
Because if you put that swim last though, boy, you talk about some people sinking.
But I'm talking about you put the run between the swimming and the biking.
I like the order.
You know, because I'd like to sit down at some point. You know,
you do the regular white man swim where you blow out the air and you got the over.
Yeah,
you do the regular structured swim.
What is the black man swim?
I mean, I know how I swim. I get under that water like a frog. I don't swim like you.
Okay.
I get under that water like a frog. Now, there's a lot of us that don't swim. My dad didn't learn how to swim. And I imagine that's why you don't see many of these in Memphis. You understand what I'm saying? Because there's a great many of us. I don't speak for all of us, but there's a great many of us that don't. We don't do water. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, yes, my swimming style much less. You think a frog underneath the water.
So you're saying a white man.
I don't swim on top.
A white man much more technical.
I ain't got that spits, you know, where you blow the air out when you come up.
Can you tread water, Jason? Can you? I mean, I'm not trying to pick. I'm not picking.
What is Brad asking?
I feel a little bit picked on right now.
No, I'm not picking on.
Is Brad asking if you can swim? Is Brad asking you if you can swim?
A harassment claim may be coming y'all's way.
Can you tread water?
I can tread water with the best of the white men. Do you understand? I can tread some water on that ass.
Let's go.
You better believe it.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Show me a white man treading water and tell me I can't. I'll do it.
I think Brad
just as good as him.
I think Brad just asked a black employee if he could swim.
I did not.
He kind of did.
No, I didn't. I was just talking about treading water. You were not
can
giving
you even
yourself
tread
enough
water.
Credit.
Can you tread water?
No,
who asked that?
You were acting like you couldn't swim.
Who asked questions
you
like that?
You were acting like you couldn't swim, Jason.
Can you tread water?
I said my style is not conducive to winning the Iron Man.
You look like you could swim.
But I can absolutely get in that water.
Watch him demonstrate.
No, his form is unbelievable.
Form looks good.
Yeah, this
Brad
is good.
Thought a brother couldn't
no.
Couldn't dog paddle.
Yeah. I believe in you.
So anyway.
Yeah, I won't be out there, but I'm excited for my city that we're having.
Hey, if there's a treading water part of this deal, we're gonna put Jason in there.
I'll stay up for 24 hours. Legs moving under that water like a duck.
You're a pro. Iron Man's coming to Memphis in 2020, so be looking out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.